Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Roulette Radio, here with Hunter Huell, one of the seniors of the Pella Volleyball team. We're about to get to know you. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, we're going to start with a question we ask many of them. What high school sports and activities are you involved in outside of volleyball, if any?
Well, I just joined tennis last year, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. But really, that's it.
Well, hey, volleyball is a great sport. What's your best high school memory so far?
I really liked prom last year, and homecoming is always really just a fun week.
And you have a home game at homecoming this year. It'll be even more fun. So awesome. Do you have any superstitions about like pregame rituals or anything that you, or something that you get your mindset for a game or anything?
I don't know. Really just jamming out in the locker room. That's about it.
Do you have a go-to artist, genre, song, anything that you, that kind of gets you specifically ready for a volleyball game?
I don't know. Taylor Swift. She has some good ones.
Well, I talked to Kylie about that too, and she mentioned that was one of her bucket list items. Did you get to go to the Eras Tour or no?
No, I didn't. I want to go so bad though.
But that would be like a bucket list item, right? Is a Taylor Swift concert?
That is on my bucket list.
Awesome. So I've been asking this question just about everybody. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes.
And do you have a reason why, like growing up or anything, or just because?
I guess my whole family just likes the Hawkeyes, so I just like the Hawkeyes too.
Yeah. Are you going to get to any Hawkeyes events this year, do you think? Football, volleyball, basketball, anything like that?
Maybe football. Who knows? I kind of want to see the women's basketball because they've been pretty.
That's it.
As well.
That's a tough ticket to get, though.
I'm pretty sure it's already sold out. So
yeah, I think so. But hey, you'll find your way in there, right? So let's see. Let's get to know you. Do you have a favorite pro sports team then, beyond the Hawkeyes, like professionally?
I don't really watch pro sports, so I don't really know.
Okay, like no football team on Sunday that you root for in particular? That's all good. What about your best vacation that you've ever been on so far?
I went on a cruise to the Bahamas when I was like in seventh grade, and that was really fun.
Is there a destination then, whether it be like a senior trip or something you do when you go to college, is there a place you really want to go that you haven't been before and why?
I definitely want to go to Greece just because like the sights and like, I don't even know, it's just really pretty and just traveling Europe in general.
So let's talk about then maybe some things you did over the summer. Any trips that you took in particular? Any experiences that you had that were really particularly fun? It doesn't have to be sports related.
I went to summer camp in Okoboji. About it. Just a lot of volleyball this summer.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to get ready for the season somehow. So how about this? Do you collect anything? Is there anything that you have like a collection of or something that you like in particular like have a prized possession or something like that?
No, not really.
Not really. That's okay. In the season of the fall, it gets the spooky season, right? What's the scariest thing you've done so far in your life?
I used to meet my friends at a haunted house last year, and they were like chasing us and stuff. That was pretty scary.
Would you go back now that you've done it before, or you got to find a scarier haunted house this year?
Find a scarier one.
What famous person in history would you want to spend a day with? It could be also a current celebrity too.
Probably going back to like the Taylor Swift one. I just want to spend a day with Taylor Swift.
What would you do if you and T. Swift had a day? Just like, would you go to Nashville? I mean, do you have an idea of like what you would do like in an ideal day with Taylor?
I'd probably just want to see like what she does in the day. Maybe go shopping or something. Like, she has a lot of cute cats, so maybe I'd see her cats.
Okay. A lot you can do in about 16 hours. Let's see. If you could have anything right now, what would it be?
Book a trip somewhere.
To Greece?
Probably to Greece, yeah.
That'd be a good one. Do you believe in life on other planets? That's been big news this summer, you know. The government said there's aliens, so.
Maybe on Mars, but okay. Who knows?
If you came back in your next life as an animal, which animal would you be?
Either like a dog or like a bird or something like that.
Okay. If you could time travel then, when and where would you go? Eras concert, you know, just the summer.
Maybe back in time so I could get a ticket to the Eras concert.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's just now talk a little bit about the season. What are you looking forward to most about this year, especially new coach? Like, seems like a really tight-knit group of girls that I saw out here. I'm guessing you're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this season. This group of girls is just really fun to be around, and we connect really well on and off the court, so I'm just really excited.
There you go. Hunter Huell, nice to get to know you.
Nice to meet you.